Will the Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 15 members present this morning. Senators Adams, Jackson, Salem, and Jara are excused from the call of the Senate today.
Will the members please stand for the invocation by Kayla Epstein of the Juneau Jewish Community?
It is written, these shall you do. Speak truth to one another. Render judgments that are true and make for peace. Plan no evil against your neighbor and approve no false oath. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. You shall not withhold a laborer's wage beyond the time when it is due. You shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand against the poor, your kin. You must open your hand to them. You shall not oppress a stranger. The strangers who live among you shall be to you as native-born, and you shall love them as yourself. Justice, justice shall you pursue, that you may live. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Amen.
Senator Lehman, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journals for the 38th and 39th legislative days.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as read by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journals are approved as read. That brings us to introduction of guests. Senator Phillips.
Mr. President, you and I have four or five constituents here. They're in the Miller Gallery, and they are here for the Drill Team Alaska Pageant, which will be held tomorrow, I might add, at 7 p.m. at J.D. High School. And they asked me to invite all members to be there if they want to. And Pauline Suter, who is the state director and the advisor for the Chugiak High School Chaparrales, and they're going to be competing in the Dance Drill Team Alaska Pageant, and hope to go to Los Angeles in April to compete for the national title. Now, Senator Ziegler's gallery, we have the California judge who's representing the National Team Association. And her name is Laura Peroni, and she took me as being Italian, but it's close.
Welcome to the Senate. Further introductions, Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, also I have some constituents here who are also competing in the Dance Drill Team Alaska Pageant. I'd like to introduce them, if I could, from Juneau, and if they would stand as I introduce them, I'd appreciate that. Heidi Freeman, Angie Housley, Rebecca Roselle, Gloria Penrose, and the reigning Miss Dance Drill Team of Alaska, Angie Lockhart. And then if I might, Mr. President, since the Senator, my other Southeast Senator, is not present today, he's unfortunately not able to be here, I'd like to introduce the two young ladies from Kodiak, or one young lady from Kodiak and the advisor, Stacy Chattel and Joy Green.
Advisor.
And Mr. President, I neglected to introduce the director of the drill team and host of the state pageant, also from Juneau, Leslie Cameron. Mr. President, I have to do double duty for my fellow Southeast Senator today. I'd also like to introduce another constituent of his, if I could. From the city of Kodiak, the police chief, he's here with us today, Jack McDonald.
Further introduction, Senator Taylor.
Yes, also with the same group, we have Evelyn McManus and Nicole Vesser of Ketchikan. Please stand up. Okay. And also from Sitka, Deborah McDaniel. And accompanying the Ketchikan students is Abby Cosmos, the director of the Ketchikan drill team.
Senator Lincoln, did you have introductions?
Thank you, Mr. President. While I don't have a long list, the individual that I'm going to introduce has a long list of accomplishments, and I can only mention a few of them. In the Miller's Gallery, I'd like to introduce Julie Roberts, who is from Tanana. She is the chairperson of Head Start, Tanana School Board member, Tribal Operations Director, has been on the City Council, the Village Council, the IRA Council, has been the Tozitna Corporation Manager, and the list goes on and on and on. And she has been most valuable in assisting me with some of the issues that have come before us over the years. I'd like to have the body welcome Julie Roberts.
Do we have further introductions? That brings us to messages from the governor.
Message dated February 18th. Dear Mr. President, on this date I have signed the following bill and transmitted in gross and roll copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permit filing. CS for House Bill 68 Finance, EFD failed Senate, an act making a supplemental appropriation for certain elections for regional educational attendance area school boards and coastal resource service area boards, Chapter 1, SLA 1993. Sincerely, Walter J. Pickle, and those are all the messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Messages dated February 17th and 18th. Dear Mr. President, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration House Concurrent Resolution Number 5 by Representatives Phillips, James, Tui, Ulmer, Terrio, Grusendorf, Navarre, and Menard relating to 25th Annual Girls State.
State Affairs.
CS for House Joint Resolution Number 21, Jude by the Judiciary Committee, honoring Thurgood Marshall, 1908 to 1993.
Judiciary.
CS for House Bill Number 94, Finance by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation for costs of elections, operations, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us to communications.
Letter dated February 18th from Daniel A. Moore, Chief Justice, submitting four nominees as public members to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. They are Virginia Johnson, Edith Vonderstrauss, Shirley McCoy, and S.K. Du Bois.
Those nominations will be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
Reports received. The following budget and audit reports have been received. Department of Transportation, Public Facilities, review of the Southeast Region Design and Construction, October 89, reorganization. Department of Fish and Game, selected issues in federal sport fish and game restoration programs. Department of Health and Social Services, travel and password security. Office of the Governor, Media Support Center. Also, disclosure letters received in accordance with A of 2460 will be published in Senate Supplement Number 3 and House and Joint Supplement Number 6 to today's journal. And those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of standing committees.
State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 19 requesting the United States Air Force to rename Shimmy Air Force Base to Erickson Air Force Base. Majority of the committee recommends due pass. Report was signed by Senator Lehman, Chair, concurring Senators Taylor, Duncan, and Miller. Senator Ellis, I no rep, zero fiscal note attached. SJR 19 has no further referral.
Rules.
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 54 relating to violations of law by juveniles. The majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute new title. Recommends due pass. Report was signed by Senator Taylor, Chair, concurring Senators Halford and Donnelly. Senator Little signed do not pass. 3-0 fiscal notes and 2 fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill Number 54 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 79, termination dates for various boards, commissions, council, agencies, and committees. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute, new title, and reports back as follows. Senator Lehman Chair signed amend. Senator Miller signed no recommendation. Senators Ellis, Duncan, and Taylor signed needs amendment to keep independent foster care review board. 3-0 fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill number 79 has a further referral to the HES committee. State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 84 relating to fees for identification cards for certain motor vehicle licenses. And majority committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Lehman Chair, concurring Senators Miller and Taylor. Senators Ellis and Duncan signed no recommendation, 0 fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 84 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. State Affairs Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution Number 6 relating to Armed Forces History Month. Majority committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Lehman Chair, concurring Senators Miller, Duncan, and Taylor. Senator Ellis signed no recommendation. Previous House, 0 fiscal note attached. House Concurrent Resolution Number 6 has no further referral.
Rules.
Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 20, disapproving the Local Boundary Commission recommendation regarding the annexation of territory to the City of Palmer, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jacko, Chair, concurring Senators Rieger and Halford. This resolution does appear on today's calendar, and those are all the standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 22 by Senator Ellis, endorsing approval by the United States Congress of S-254 or comparable legislation imposing a tax on imported oil.
Oil and Gas, Judiciary, and Finance.
Those are all the resolutions this morning.
That brings us to introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 119 by Senator Petula, an act relating to child care in state buildings and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, HES, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 120 by Senator Petula, an act prohibiting employment discrimination based on weight.
State Affairs, Labor and Commerce, and Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 121 by Senator Jaroff, an act related to temporary transfers of commercial fisheries entry permits and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 122 by Senator Sharp, an act relating to the disclosure of information by an employer about the job performance of an employee or former employee.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 123 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to civil actions and providing an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 124 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the powers and finances of the Alaska Energy Authority and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 125 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making appropriations to the Energy Authority Revolving Fund and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 126 by Senator Sharp, Taylor, and Miller, an act making special appropriations for design and construction of power transmission interties between Anchorage and the Kenai Peninsula, between Healy and Fairbanks, and between the Swan Lake and Taiyu Lake hydroelectric projects, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 127 by the Judiciary Committee, an act authorizing capital punishment, classifying murder in the first degree as a capital felony, and establishing sentencing procedures for capital felonies, authorizing an advisory vote on instituting capital punishment and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
And those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Let's see, that brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Duncan, do you wish to make an announcement?
President, there will be a minority caucus in the Belch Room on a motion to recess.
Before we go to the recess for caucus, would you move that we advance to unfinished business, Senator Frank, so you can make your motion?
Move and ask unanimous consent to move to unfinished business.
Without objection, we're under unfinished business.
I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that it be excused, not subject to the call from 12:15 today for the rest of the day.
Without objection, Senator Frank will be excused from the time requested. Senator Taylor, would you announce the majority caucus while the minority is having their caucus?
Minority caucus will be held right after the recess. Majority caucus, same time. We'll be holding ours in whatever room's available out here. I assume it'll either be belts or. Are you taking belts or which one do you want? We'll take belts then. Thank you.
Would you move that we recess to the call of the chair?
So moved, Mr. President.
Without objection, the Senate will stand in recess to the call of the chair. Back to order. We are under consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Taylor.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that both bills on the calendar for today, Senate sponsor substitute, Senate Bill 47 and Senate Joint Resolution Number 20, be put off until the Monday calendar.
Without objection, sponsor substitute Senate Bill 47 and SJR 20 will be held for Monday's calendar. That brings us to the citation calendar.
I keep snagging you. Citations honoring Waco Shelley, Senators Duncan, Jacko Phillips, Pierce, Kelly, and Kurtula. Honoring Kenai Middle School, Senator Salo, Little, Kurtula, Ellis, Pierce, Duncan, Jarrah, Lincoln. Honoring Kenai Senior Center, Senator Salo, Kurtula, Duncan, Little, Ellis, Pierce, Duncan, Jarrah. Honoring Bill Coghill, Eleanor Thomason, Senator Salo, Kurtula, Donnelly, Little, Pierce, Jarrah, Duncan. Honoring Peninsula Flooring, Senator Salo, Kurtula, Little, Jarrah, Pierce, and Duncan. Honoring Anna Cook, Senator Jacko, Jarrah, Pierce, Duncan, and Lincoln. Honoring Saldana High School girls basketball team, Senators Little, Jarrah, Donnelly, Pierce, Duncan, Lincoln. Honoring Kiana Lynx basketball team, Senators Adams, Jarrah, Duncan, Pierce, and Lincoln.
Senator Taylor.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent the citation calendar be approved.
Without objections, the citations appearing on today's calendar are approved. That brings us back to unfinished business. Senator Kelly.
Labor and Commerce Committee be able to waive Senate Bill 126, an act making special appropriations for design, construction of power transmission interties between Anchorage and Kenai Peninsula, Healy, Fairbanks, Swan Lake, and Tyee. Mr. President, this is the appropriation bill for the authorization bill that was already heard and passed out of the Labor and Commerce Committee.
Without objection, that will be waived. Senator Phillips.
Brief days.
Without objection, the Senate will stand. Will the Senate please come back to order? Under unfinished business, I'd also like to correct the referral on Senate Bill 123. The referral I gave it was Labor and Commerce, Judiciary Finance. That was intended to be Hess, Judiciary Finance. And let me find the, I haven't got my file. Would you read the title of that bill so that members know what the bill was, the topic of it was, at least a short title?
It's relating to civil actions and providing for an effective date.
Okay, thank you. Further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Rieger?
Thank you, Mr. President. At 1:30 in the Butrovich Room, Hess Committee will take up Senate Bill 83, Alcohol Server Education Course, and Senate Bill 58, Phase Out Longevity Bonus.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. The resources meeting for today has been canceled, and Senate Bill 77, Intensive Game Management, which we have already heard before, will be moved until next Wednesday. It will be on Wednesday's calendar.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Pierce.
Thank you. We had Senate Bill 100, which is the supplemental bill up in Finance this morning that is being carried over to next Wednesday. We're not finished, and on Wednesday we'll be looking particularly at the corrections sections.
Thank you, Senator. This is the big supplemental.
The only supplemental that you're going to see.
Ooh, I like that.
Senator Taylor.
That had a substantive kind of a sound. What I would like to announce is that the ethics panel applicants We've received four new names from the Chief Justice. Those four people have been sent tickets and are arranging their schedules so they can be here on Wednesday of next week. We have a joint committee hearing scheduled with the House at that time, as we've done with each of the others. There is, however, still one person hanging in limbo within this body, and I believe may be under reconsideration the other. I don't know. If they've recessed, he is not. But assuming that that reconsideration does not pass, then there will be a need for four. Now, some might expect us to move more promptly on this, and if that is physically possible, I wish people making those suggestions would please explain to me how. Since that one party is still under reconsideration in this body, I'm not even certain we need four people to be here next Wednesday, but I think we do.
So, Senator Taylor, the House adjourned without taking up the reconsideration. Therefore, the member that we were hoping might be reconsidered is gone.
Well, that just happened.
Mr. President, I was going to note that based on the motion the other day where the Democrats voted for both and one of them was turned down by other folks who voted, we did reconsider for a second chance, but since they've been turned down by the majority on the other side, there's no sense. And how do you speed this process up? Confirm these folks.
I think we would have done better on the other side had we done some negotiation when we wanted to, Senator. But
of course, this whole thing is not about negotiation. It's about qualifications and merit and getting the ethics committee going.
I will not debate it from the chair, as much as I'm tempted. We are under announcements. That brings us to special orders. Senator Kelly.
Back to announcements.
Without objection, we're back under announcements.
There is a Ledge Council meeting immediately upon recess, and so there's a lot of business to do, and so if all Senate members of Ledge Council would please be at Ledge Council immediately after adjournment.
Thank you, Senator Kelly. Senator Taylor.
There are no other special orders. I didn't want to preclude people. I'm going to move for adjournment. I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday, February 22nd.
Without objection, we're adjourned until Monday, 11 a.m.